The House on the Rock.
Hello, neighbor. Where are you going with that wood?
I'm going to build a house.
Where are you going to build it?
Right over there, on that high ground.
That reminds me of a story that Jesus told in the Bible. There was a wise man and a foolish man. The wise man said he wanted to build a house. He wanted it to be strong and to last for a long time. He thought, I'm going to build it on a big rock. When he finished building the house, he looked at it and he said, Now there is a strong house. Soon, the rains came. And the winds began to blow hard. And the flood rose up. But the house was strong. It did not fall down. It was built on a high, solid rock.
What about the foolish man?
He also built a house, but he built it on the sand. When it was finished, he said, It looks like a good house to me. Soon, the rains came down. Whoosh! The river overflowed its banks. The water kept eating away and eating away under the house, and it fell down. Crash! Just like that. He cried out, Oh, my house is gone. The river has carried it away. Yes, his house fell down because it was built upon the sand.
He sure was indeed a very foolish man.
Yes, and Jesus said that many are foolish like that man, because they do not obey God. Jesus said, Those who believe my words and practice them are like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Whoever hears my words and believes in me shall never go to the place of fire and pain after death, but shall have safety. The foolish man who built his house on the sand is like the person who listens to Jesus' words but doesn't obey them. Jesus wants us to be like the wise man. Then we will not be punished when the time comes for God to judge people. Those who trust Jesus and obey his words will not go to the place of fire when they die.
Your words are beautiful. I do not want to be a foolish man. I want to be like the wise man. I want to put my trust in Jesus, the true Savior. I will build my life upon His words.
How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with you, or be not dismayed, for I call you to go. The rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with you, your troubles to bless and sanctify to you your deepest distress. Fiery trials, your pathway shall lie. My sufficient shall be your supply. The flame shall not hurt you. I only design your drops to consume and your gold to refine. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shine.